Up to this, I knew it was going to be very, very tight, and it turned out to be just so. It was a close encounter. You know, I was 87. Paul was, I think, 77, only 10 between us. And Paul put in a huge campaign, and I was very aware of that as well. I was hearing about him, you know, visiting clubs and stuff like that. And he brought it to a new level, and I took my hat off to any man that done that, and fair play to him. Not alone the chairperson, but there's a few other, as you saw in there tonight, there's a few other elections for positions. And it's good to see a bit of competition, because anything that's too easy one is not thought the same of, you know.
Yeah, you've served your time, you've been there quite a while. Obviously, language and culture has been very important to you down the years. But you've held a number of portfolios.
Language and culture was always probably the keys with me. You know, I would have served in Ulster. I would have served as secretary of the Ulster Score Committee. I would have served just as of now. In fact, this past year, I've been chairing an Irish Language Committee in Ulster in the Ulster Council. And in the past, at national level, I would have served on national language committees as well. In this county, I would have spent many years as, secretary of the SCORE committee, of the language committee, and I would have served my time as chairperson of that as well. Yeah. I always had a love of Donegal, and I lived outside of the county for 10 years, and I think it's during my time outside of the county that probably the true love for Donegal started to develop, back in the days when Muchir Tyrconnell Arnahéireann was chairman at the time. Was Finn Gallagher, lives down Mullingar, an ex-county player, one of the greatest Donegal players that never won anything, is what they often described him as, fearless Finn. And my friend that I mentioned earlier on tonight, who used to write for the Democrat, Cormac McGill, and I said it in there tonight, he always talked about the good ship Donegal, and the good ship Donegal sometimes ran bits and pieces off course and stuff like that, and these things happen. And the beauty of it was to always bring it back on. So I thought of those people tonight as well, Tom.
Yeah. Obviously, as we said, language culture has been your forte or your main ministry, shall we say, over the last 20 years. So obviously, a much broader brush now required.
Absolutely, much, much broader now, and many more issues to be dealt with. And, you know, the past chairman, Mick McGrath, I, in my report, I mentioned the great work that Mick had done, and the two key things that Mick done, I think, during his five years, but the two key things that I would credit him with was he took on board that big house draw. That was a very bold, brave thing for him to do, and that helped to get Convoy over the line, to get it finished. That gives Donegal now a home. We have a home now where the players can train. There's a huge cost, obviously, involved in running.
But we saw an expenditure tonight on Convoy of 1.7 million.
Yes, it's getting to that point now. And, you know, you look at the GPA, the most recent charter, there's an extra night, if you like, of training now required. That's adding at least 25% more onto the bill. So there's going to be definitely a requirement for people. But there are people who have skills. And different people. I'm not one of them. I wouldn't sell a ticket to save my life, to be honest with you. But I know people who can. And I think that if we look at some ways of maybe getting some innovative type draws, some of the people, for example, that were involved in the house draw, maybe coming back on board again and to help out. And the biggest thing, and I don't know how to do it yet, but it's something that I would certainly be asking a lot of people about, if there was some way that we could get a steady stream income, going. Yeah. That's a certain, it wouldn't need to be big money, but certain amount to become on a regular basis. Yeah. If you look at the GAA in general, if you look at Donegal, I mean, with the exception of when the big championship matches are on, and maybe when Donegal get a home championship game or some of the league games, that's the income stream, you know what I mean? After that, you really are dependent on the clubs to subsidise things as well, and you're dependent on a lot of other things. So to try and spread that more evenly, but it will grow, and there's the academy. You know, there's a big cost associated with that too, and going forward, that cost will only grow. You know, and provided these things bear fruit at the end of the day, I think that the people of Donegal, the Gaels of Donegal, have always stood proud, and they will in the future too, Tom. Yeah.